It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now, we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We are live here day after Thanksgiving 2024. We appreciate you joining us, and we appreciate ourselves coming in. Actually,
we give ourselves a pat on the back.
Yes, sir, nobody else is here at the office.
It is a ghost. It's a ghost town.
Tell you where I'm not going.
Where?
Near the mall.
Oh.
For us.
I hear that. We've been out there a few times before Thanksgiving, and it was already.
Go out there and mangle.
Clown, there are people listening across the country who know. I use that mall. We have a mall here in Tupelo that I'm talking about.
That we avoid.
That we avoid now, at least for today.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of violence and, you know, people carrying guns who are upset. And so, but that's going on all across America.
Yes, it is.
In the spirit of the holidays.
And it's actually good for the economy, they say.
All right, Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning to you, sir.
J.J. Jasper.
Great to be here. I usually have a little funny, but I want to share this. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Psalm 100, verse 4. We really do have a lot to be grateful for.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It is, by the way, for a hearty amen to what JJ has shared. I do want to give the phone number out quickly because it is first time callers. So people are now finding out that if they've never been on the air with us, this could be their day. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'm assuming you guys, now you were saying before we got on, you're having your Thanksgiving today, JJ.
Correct. And I've talked with a lot of my friends over the past week or so, and they said, oh, we already have one Thanksgiving with this set of grandparents and another. Yep. And people that aren't married, they don't realize you get married to your sweetheart and you go, oh, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's going to look like it always has my whole life. No, that's what your spouse says. Oh, wait, we got to go to... you know, to Meemaw's house because that's all I've ever known. So you have to sort of divvy it up to go, okay, we'll do Thanksgiving with your family, Christmas with mine, next year we'll rotate. Or you start stretching out over a couple of weeks. But a lot of good food, a lot of good traditions, wonderful memories for Thanksgiving 2024.
Amen.
All right, so you need to be 11 years old or older.
To be on this here show.
Yeah, that's right.
With us.
We'd appreciate it if you would have a question to ask us as well. So ask and answer. Answer one of our trivia questions and answer one of ours and ask one for yourself. If you, JJ, tell them about the mystery question.
Yeah, these we're going to each have three original questions. So out of these nine original questions, one is a mystery question. If you land on it, answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. Until a little later on this afternoon.
it won't ring at all.
That's going to be a sad sound.
Well, you got to explain that.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, in-state rivalry, Mississippi, that's where our flagship station is located. Mississippi State, Ole Miss, big, huge rivalry. It's called the Egg Bowl. Usually really close. It could go either way. I think the Mississippi...
Not so much today.
Not so much today. So that cowbell is the Mississippi State... they ring a cowbell, and, you know, that's a tradition.
Yeah, if you score a touchdown, especially. Ring
right.
A cowbell.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be not a lot of
that's
ringing.
That's what we're saying,
today.
Not a lot of ringing today.
Right.
So. You prepared yourself.
So back to the cap.
I've known
this is a great looking ball cap, and you're going to win that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm talking too much already, Black Friday, everybody's thinking about shopping. Consider our store, resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. Books, T-shirts, caps, mugs, a lot of wonderful resources. Great price, great product, and it helps the ministry as well.
Amen. And as you typically say, Christmas is seriously, folks.
It's here.
Now, yeah, it's coming up.
Right around the corner.
Good stocking stuffers there at our store.
Is that all the, we got all the stuff out of the way here?
I think so.
All
I
the stuffing?
So. Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. So call in and be on the air. We'll get to you in just a minute. So I saved this. This is a story in the our local newspaper here called The Courier. It's the Lee County Courier. We live in Lee County. You live in Pontotoc County. But anyway, Northeast Mississippi. But so they asked these preschoolers, I'm guessing 3 to 4 years old, how would you prepare Thanksgiving turkey? This is a great idea, by the way. So they say they put like 12 of these children, again, 3, 4 years old, maybe even two, but I'm thinking 3 to 4 years old. How would you prepare Thanksgiving turkey, they ask them. So the first child answered this way. Go to PetSmart.
Off to a good start. Yeah.
This, you got to understand, this is going through a three.
Yeah, that's where they got
their
hamster.
Just put them on the spot. You say, how would you prepare it? Well, we got to get a turkey first. Where do you get a turkey?
Yeah.
PetSmart. That's where all the animals are, right?
Sure.
So when we bring the turkey home, I will put the turkey on the fire, on the grill. When he is done cooking, I'll bring him inside. She really personalizes it. I'll bring him inside, put him on a plate, and feed him to my mom, daddy, and Avery. I guess Avery's his brother or sister. And there's another one on here. It said, how would you prepare the turkey? And this is a little girl named Emerson, 3 years old. I would buy a turkey on Amazon.
Wow, they're learning early.
Oh, man.
When it comes to my house, I open it and get it out and put it in the fridge to cook it. When it's done cooking, I'll cut it up and put it on a plate for me and Finley to eat. So anyway, I just thought the Amazon was, that's
2024.
Buy your turkey at Amazon. The other one wanted to go to PetSmart and get hers.
Now, these are the little bitty ones. If you ask a teenage boy, how would you prepare a turkey? They would say, I'd just say, listen, turkey, you're going to die.
Well, just put it to you straight here. Okay, go ahead, Ed. You want to give your questions?
Okay, I will. And by the way, the number to call to be here, it's first-time callers. So if you have never been on the air with us up to this point, you can call in and might be your chance to get on the air. And by the way, I already see three people on the computer screen, so we have some openings. This could be your day, folks. Here's the number to call.
First-time caller.
First-time callers, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. All right, here are my three questions. First question, what Old Testament prophet was the last of the judges? What Old Testament prophet was the last of the judges? Second question, in what fairy tale did Princess Aurora fall into a deep sleep after pricking her finger on a spinning wheel? We kind of talked about this a little bit last week, and we never gave the answer to it. It was just kind of like a sidebar. But in what fairy tale did Princess Aurora fall into a deep sleep after pricking her finger on a spinning wheel? And then third question, in the Christmas classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which character shares a name with a territory in Canada? In the Christmas classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which character shares a name with a territory in Canada? And when I was growing up, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that was my favorite little Christmas special that came on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Is it still?
No, maybe the one with the BB gun. That's still kind of a classic.
All right, good.
It's a wonderful
one of our daughters said, let's watch a cheesy Christmas movie, a Hallmark type movie. Let's watch one every night between now and Christmas. And they've already got a theme and a science. They said the cheesier the title, the better the movie will be. And we've been on a pretty good roll for almost watching one. We go over on Pure Flix, and boy, they've got a lot of them that you've never seen.
Oh,
and I have to say,
you don't know what's going to happen. You know? Well, I mean, the storylines are so varied.
Oh, well played, well played. Mm-hmm. Hey, the acting's getting better, or my expectations are just coming down
getting lower.
Yeah, we've watched some good movies. All right, here's what I've got. Three questions. Number one from the Bible. Moses had a sister. What was her name? What was the name of Moses's sister? Second question, this is a little long, but I'll make it shorter after this. So the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame and the NFL Hall of Fame share the same rule. A player must be retired at least blank amount of years before they're eligible to be included in the Hall of Fame. What is the number? It's the same number. So I'm going to make that a little more clear. How many years after retirement does an MLB and or an NFL player have to wait until they're eligible to be inducted into the Hall of Fame? So there's a year, and they both are the same year. And then a third question, true or false, bobbing for apples is a fall festival activity that Romans brought to Britain when they invaded. Is that true or false? Bobbing for apples is a fall festival activity that Romans brought to Britain when they invaded. True or false?
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, a Bible question. I want the two most used names of God in the Bible. Two most used names of God in Hebrew. So these aren't necessarily the English, I have the English versions, but question make sense? Okay. The two most used names of God in the Bible. And then also, second question, which country is made up of 7,000 islands? There's a country on the globe rather than not on the globe.
That's what you always do to us.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right. There's there, a country. That's what it's going to be.
You got it, JJ. What country is made up of 7,000 islands? And then a leftover from Thanksgiving Day, which JJ's having today at his house. According to Martha Stewart.
Here we go.
There are 8 ways to cook a turkey. I want to know 4 of them. Tell me 4 ways you can cook a turkey, and I'll give you credit for answering this question right.
One of them includes having 911 on your speed dial. Because you know the firemen are going to be rolling up into your neighborhood when they see your carport on fire.
Yeah, you better know how to do these. But anyway, so 8, according to Martha Stewart, there are 8 ways to cook a turkey. I just want you to name 4 of them. All right, go ahead. Who's up first?
All right, we're going to Iowa first, and Daniel is on the line. Daniel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Where do you live in Iowa?
Green, Iowa.
Green. Where's Green?
Halfway between Mason City and Waterloo.
And good area.
Also halfway between blue and yellow.
That's right.
Hey, that's good.
See what it did there?
Yeah, I did.
I like it.
Yeah. You know,
I'm rolling.
Man knows his primary colors.
All right, Daniel, ask, answer, or both?
Oh, both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The Rudolph question.
Here we go.
All right, in the Christmas classic, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, which character shares a name with a territory in Canada?
Yukon Jack.
Yukon Jack. Yukon Jack. I'm going to give you a second shot at that. Yukon something else. You got the Yukon right. I'll tell you what. I'll give it to you because you got the territory correct. It's Yukon Cornelius. Was his name, but you got Yukon right.
UConn. He also later on he went on to host the Soul Train. You remember that
Yukon Cornelius?
Yeah,
and then they
named
was it Don Cornelius?
Yeah, Don Yukon Cornelius.
Well, it just kept on going because they named a pretty decent vehicle a GMC Suburban. After,
absolutely,
yes,
after
that
absolutely.
Same guy on that Christmas show.
All right, way to go.
Daniel, excellent job.
Yes, sir. Fire away, Daniel. We're ready.
So, in Iowa, there's a famous movie actor named Marion Morrison. What town was he born in?
Marion Morrison.
Marion Morrison is actually John Wayne.
Okay.
And he was born in, I want to say he was born in Iowa. And that might be why Daniel.
Yeah, he wants to know, he wants to know the town.
Oh, the town in Iowa.
Yeah.
I want to say Waterloo.
I don't know, but it was, it's John Wayne. That was his real name. And that just doesn't sound as, you know, waha. Well, I'll tell you, my name's Marion Morrison, Pilgrim. I don't know what the town. I'm going to Tim.
I'll go with Tim.
Waterloo.
We'll go with Waterloo, Daniel.
It's Winterset, Iowa.
Winterset.
Is it that was near- John Wayne, correct?
Yep.
Is that near Waterloo?
No, it's outside of Des Moines.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah, you great way
we
to
took
start
a shot
it
at
out,
it. We
Daniel.
You know, you got to swing.
I think Marion was the name of the wife.
Never hit it if you don't swing. What my coach always told
yeah,
me.
Marion. Yeah, that was Marion was the character's name
character's
in
name
Happy,
and
Days.
Happy Days.
The mom.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Next up, Ed.
All right, we're going to stay in Iowa.
Okay.
Abe is on the line. Abe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, Tim, Ed, JJ. How are you guys?
Hey, good morning.
Doing well,
brother. Yeah, Abe.
We're blessed, buddy. What part of Iowa? Mm-hmm.
Well, JJ, I met you just at NIAC at Mason City, Iowa, just recently.
Yes, sir. That was a wonderful night.
You've been to Mason City several times.
You did an
times.
Awesome job. Thanks for coming.
I've been twice, and it was in the community college auditorium, which, boy, it just knocked out. It's so nice, and there were just about 1,000 people there.
Wow.
I know it. No band, no nothing. Just I was up there doing stand-up comedy, and the place was electric. They laughed. I had to wade through the laughter. And it was for a great cause. It was for the Christian school.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Thank you, Abe. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
We're going to do both today, please.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Tim's question on the 7,000 islands.
Okay.
Isn't that a salad dressing, too?
7,000 islands?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, too. It's back in the 70s. Got it, right around the time Poseidon Adventure.
Oh.
It was a kind of a sequel.
7,000 Islands?
7,000 Islands, yeah.
The 7,000 Islands 7, of Dr. Moreau.
And the 7,000 planets of the
Eight. Oh, okay. So, all right, Abe, here you go. Which country is made up of 7,000 islands? Answer?
Let's go with the Philippines.
The Philippines.
Nicely done.
That's right.
Nicely
that's right.
Done.
How did you know that?
Well, I figured that, but I did look it up. So yeah. I'll be truthfully honest just to that's confirm good. My knowledge. So.
It's always good to be truthfully honest.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. If Evan Rude ain't got no salesman in that part of the country, they have missed the boat. And a pun intended.
The boat, I hear you. So, JJ,
I like geography and I like history. So here's your geography question that Tim, I'm sure, will have a good idea.
I'm ready. Bring it.
What three rivers start the Missouri River?
What three rivers start?
What are the names of the three rivers that start the Missouri?
Okay, now, for just a minute, don't say anything. Hey, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
I'm thinking, do we go up to Pittsburgh? Do we go
up to and
count some of those coming down into Missouri?
Hold on a second. Is he talking about the Missouri River itself?
Yes. What three
okay,
rivers?
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Ohio.
Ohio, right? Allegheny, whatever those are.
Yeah. The Missouri starts out west, I want to say Montana or Idaho.
Wow, that far?
Or Idaho.
Well, yeah, where's somewhere. Lewis and Clark when you need them?
But, I mean, the three rivers that would form the Missouri, I don't know. I do know where the Missouri starts because it ends up in the Mississippi. I think it empties into the Mississippi. Or
I'm going to try to get one, Colorado River. I'm just throwing
right.
that out there
all right.
to have one since you're saying it comes from out west.
All right, Abe, what's the answer?
You'll know a couple of them, though, because the president at that time was when Lewis and Clark was out there.
Right.
When Lewis and Clark were out
was
there, the president?
Teddy Roosevelt?
The president was Thomas Jefferson, so that's one of the rivers. And Madison is another one of the rivers. And Gallatin, he was a secretary of something at that time. So Lewis was naming rivers after people in the politics at that time.
Oh, that's
there's a Thomas, there's a Jefferson River?
There's a Jefferson River, you betcha.
So, again, where does that start?
That's way out there in out west in Montana.
Yeah.
So it's
I did have where Missouri started.
We traveled the glacier and did that, and then we went down to Yellowstone, and I realized that the Yellowstone starts at the Yellowstone Lake, but then I looked it up because I'm a big Lewis and Clark buff, and I knew that there was three rivers that started the Missouri: Jefferson, Madison, and Gallatin.
Huh. Oh, that's good.
That's good to know.
Hey, yeah, didn't know that. Have either of you guys done that thing? That's on my bucket list. I want to go out west and see Yellowstone, and you know,
I've seen
Grand Canyon, but none of my family has, and I'd love to just see some of those things.
I've seen
Grand Canyon. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
you,
Abe.
I'm sorry, Abe. Go.
I've seen the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone, several of those places.
You can't see it all, but I'd love to see, like, the Tetons, whatever the best route to hit some of those spots. I just think that would be. You need about 10 days, though, don't you?
Yeah. Mount Rushmore.
Have you seen Mount Rushmore, Tim?
No, never seen Mount
Rushmore. You've been to Yellowstone?
I don't actually believe it exists. Mount Rushmore. I mean, some people say it does, but
Well, there are witnesses. And
there's
these,
a green screen.
These are
green
reliable people who have seen it.
Okay. Well, when I see it, I'll believe it. Okay. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we got time for one more call before the break. Who's up next, Ed?
All right, we'll go to Texas, and Jay is on the line. Jay, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys today?
Howdy, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jay.
Good morning.
Where do you live in Texas?
I live in a little town called Olton. It's about 60 miles from the New Mexico state line.
Like near Clovis?
Yes, sir. 60 miles west.
Cattle country.
Yes, sir.
Well,
dairy land.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Jay. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'd like to do both if I could.
You can.
Okay. Which one do you want to give a shot at?
Well, generally, you know, I know most of the answers to all the questions, but there was only one out of all nine this week that I knew, and that would be Princess Aurora.
All right, here's the question, Jay. In what fairy tale did Princess Aurora fall into a deep sleep after pricking her finger on a spinning wheel?
That would be Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty.
Nicely done,
sir.
Hey, Jay, if you see, I figure people know about half the questions or two or three, but if you know almost every one every time, you need to sign up for one of these game shows.
Well, you know, I'm not that fortunate. I watch a game show at home, and I do real good, but if I get out in front of people, I get stupid.
Yep.
So.
I know that's like chokes.
Describes a lot of my family. Right there. I'm not going to call any. No, I'm not calling any names.
No.
Maybe we're related. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Hey, well done, Jay. What's your question for us, sir?
All right. Can you tell me why it is that a chicken can only make one sound?
Why can a chicken only make one sound? Oh.
It's one of these riddles.
It's about how do you know about getting him across the road to the other side. Hey, we're stumped. What's the answer, Jay?
They can't think out of the box.
What was the answer again? I want to hear it one more time.
They can't think out of the box.
Well, thanks to you, Jay. JJ has a new joke.
Yes,
the rest of the staff will hear that one on Monday.
Yes, right. I do.
All right,
Jay, thank you, and have a great weekend. Stay away from the mall.
Yeah, we'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
It was several years ago now that Jim Voss came out of service from the Second World War. In the service, he'd learned much about electronics. Many folks would have considered him a master in the field. At least his bosses thought he was pretty good. Jim Voss was working for a group of organized gamblers following that devastating war. He made good money. That's what most criminals, gamblers or not, are looking for. Jim got the jobs, such as wiretapping, and got the good payoffs. One night, Jim was waiting for a flight to St. Louis from Los Angeles and had some time to kill. Billy Graham was preaching in a crusade in Los Angeles, and by some quirk of fate, or rather, providence, Jim Voss wandered into the place where Dr. Graham was preaching. Seemingly indifferent to the words of the famed evangelist, Jim stood near the back of the hall. He didn't want to go too far inside. He was just curious and was planning on leaving as soon as the show was over. As he always does, Dr. Graham gave the invitation for those who would give their life to the carpenter from Nazareth to come forward during the singing of a hymn. As the crowd sang, a hand tapped Jim Voss on the shoulder, and he heard a voice speak. "Will you go forward with me?" the gentleman asked. In natural reaction, Jim Voss turned on him. "Lay off me, or I'll knock your head off," he blurted out. The soft-spoken man spoke again. "You can do anything you like to me, but that won't right things between you and God." It must have seemed like ages, but it was just a matter of seconds till Jim Voss took that first step toward the altar. Each step became easier. With emotion showing in his face, Jim walked down that aisle vowing to make a clean break with the past, to change things, to settle the matter between him and his Creator. At the altar that night, Jim put away the old Jim Voss and put on a new one. He went away from that meeting a changed man. His break with the past was almost as dramatic as that of the Jewish tent maker Paul. You know, there comes a time in every person's life when such a decision has to be made. He has to look at himself, ask himself some deep questions, and come face to face with the facts. The result isn't always like that of Jim Voss. Many times when the time comes for the decision, we just ignore it, pretending it isn't there, giving no thought to our Creator and our Carpenter. Back in the 1800s, James Russell Lowell wrote a poem. We've turned it into a hymn. "Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide, in the strife of truth and falsehood for the good or evil side. Then it is the brave man chooses, while the coward stands aside, till the multitude make virtue of the faith they had denied." You know, this could be your moment. For Jim Voss, the moment he made his decision was probably the last one he could have had. You see, the plane he didn't catch that night was met in St. Louis by gunmen who had orders to kill him. How many more chances do you have? Are you sure about that?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves. Colossians 1:13.
American Family Radio.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, that was your cello practice. We don't have very many recordings of that, but that was right. You in the eighth
they
grade.
They captured that one. Somebody walked into the auditorium.
What was that?
Now, here's a word, class, cacophony. Yep. You haven't heard that. You probably won't use that in a sentence today, but that's what you just heard there, a cacophony of sound.
What was that, really?
I have no idea. Brent Freely, our producer, picked it out.
The old TV show Emergency.
Emergency.
I never even heard of the show. I see why it got canceled.
Because it had a terrible theme song.
Everybody had to get up and go ahead for it to get some Bayer aspirin when the theme.
I'm going to have to, after this show, I'm going to have to go listen to Hawaii 5-0 or Bonanza or something.
To reset your inner.
All right, go ahead with your question, Dad.
Good grief. I don't know who in the world picked that song out. It was Brent Creeley, folks. For those of you who'd like to complain, just send an email. No, I'm just kidding. All right, three questions. I have one remaining from my original set. What Old Testament prophet was the last of the judges? Second question, what American hero was known as the Apostle of Liberty? What American hero was known as the Apostle of Liberty? And then I'm going to throw another Rudolph question in the Christmas classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What is the name of the elf who wants to be a dentist? What is the name of the elf who wants to be a dentist?
I haven't even had a nibble. Here are my three. The first one from the Old Testament. Moses had a sister. Name her. Moses had a sister.
E-I-O.
Name her. Second question.
Bingo was her name.
If you retire from the NFL or the Major League Baseball, you have to wait a certain amount of years, same number for both, you have to wait a certain amount of years before you're eligible for induction into the Hall of Fame. How many years do you have to wait? Then, third question, true or false, bobbing for apples is a fall festival activity that Romans brought to Britain when they invaded. Is that true or false? You guys ever bob for apples like when you're in middle school at one of those festival?
I did it one time, and you guys know I'm a germaphobe. So once they told me I had to stick my face in a tub of water where 12 other kids with colds had stuck their face, I said,
that's even
no,
before
thank you.
COVID.
Before COVID.
Yeah, you were already.
I said, I don't think this is a.
Yeah, have you ever done it, Tim?
Bob apples? Yeah, a couple times. It's overrated.
I remember as a kid at some of those fall festivals, and you say, okay, you see them trying to snatch at it, and it's squirting and scooting away. Then the one sort of pinned it up against the wall. I just thought, you know, I really want to get the prize, whatever that little 50-cent prize was. So I just took it all the way down to the bottom, and then dug my teeth
in. That's good. I never could do it.
No, here's the thing. You're wet all the way to your belly button for the whole rest of the night.
But you got your apple, by golly.
You got your 50 cents.
That apple. Everybody's watching, too, aren't they? Watch J.J. Jasper.
You go all the way down to the bottom of that number two.
Let me tell you something, honey. You will never go on a date with that boy.
That boy ain't got no sense.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to give a hat. An AFR ball cap, okay? We will send an AFR ball cap to you if you can get this question, because it's not easy. But according to Martha Stewart, there are 8 ways to cook a turkey. I'm just asking you to name 4. Name 4 ways you can cook a turkey, and I'll send you the AFR ball cap.
Wasn't that a song? 8 ways to it might have been something.
Leave your turkey.
Hey, now is this looking it up or by memory?
I don't care.
Can they do research?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they get it off the top of their head, that'd be great. You should be able to if you think about it. All right, number 2, the 2 most used names of God in the Bible. Okay, the 2 most used names of God in the Bible. They're Hebrew words. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. I'm going to stick with those 2. I'll add another one. Should one of those be answered? Back to the phones.
All right. Let's go to Oklahoma. And Denise is on the line. Denise, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Denise. Where do you live in Oklahoma?
Well, we're on vacation in Oklahoma. Right now we're in Duncan, but we live in Odessa, Texas.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Visiting family there? Somebody? Friends?
Yes.
Or something? Okay.
Denise, did you guys have a good Thanksgiving yesterday?
Yes. Well, actually, we celebrated Wednesday because Thursday morning they took off hunting.
There you go.
Yeah. We got your priorities right. in the family. I know how that is. Hunting, like, right up there at the top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
There's weddings, baptisms, and then there's hunting.
Hunting
deer
season.
Hunting, especially.
I'm getting up about 3 in the morning tomorrow to go with your sons hunting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not into that, but a lot of people are.
Denise, ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Dear,
I'd like to do both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
The one about the judges.
All right, Denise, here's the question. What Old Testament prophet was the last of the judges?
Malachi.
I know.
No,
Malachi's the last book.
Malachi is the only Italian prophet in the Old Testament.
It's unfortunate.
Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament prophets.
That is true.
But there is another prophet who was also the last of the judges.
Brigham Young.
No, it wasn't Brigham Young.
What? So, I'm just trying. Nobody else is trying.
Yeah. No, you keep trying.
Hey, good try. Denise, what's your question for us?
Where is the Bridge of Sighs and how did it get its name?
What is the what now?
Where is the Bridge of Sighs and how did it get its name?
I'm not, Denise. I'm sorry.
Yeah, say it slowly, Denise.
Because I can't hear you. Bridge of something. What?
Sides.
Bridge of sides. S-I-G-H-S.
Okay.
Oh, bridge of sides.
Where is it located?
The Bridge of Sighs. I've never heard of it. Have you guys ever heard of it? The Bridge of Sighs. That's a very interesting name for a bridge.
Should we know the answer to this, Denise? Is this like history?
Well, if you travel to Italy, you would know it.
Oh, Italy. Well, we got a resident Italian. Well,
he's never been to Italy, though. I've been to Italy more than he has.
I've never been there on a bridge or off a bridge, sighing or laughing. I've just
hey,
never been
we're
there.
Clearly stumped, Denise. What's the answer? Teach us something.
It's in Venice. And there's a bridge that connects the courthouse with the prison, and people can be heard sighing as they look at their last freedom.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's a famous, if you go type it in, you know, you'll see a picture of it. It's very famous there in,
I went to Italy on my honeymoon, and we went under the Bridge of Sighs, and the gondolier was telling us about it.
Yeah. Could you hear any sighing?
No, I don't think they had anybody there at that time.
Oh, so this is just an old prison that's no longer being used.
It's back in the 80s when I was there, but they said the open window was there and people could be heard as they're going from the court to the prison. Okay. And they could just loud sighs as they're looking at their last. Look at
wow.
freedom.
All right.
Just like that. All right, Denise, that's an excellent trivia
good
question.
Good trivia question.
Hey, so enjoy the rest of your weekend. Hope somebody in your party kills a deer. Maybe you can have a follow-up to Thanksgiving here this weekend.
Yeah, I hope they get a trophy buck. Be careful traveling back to Texas.
Amen. Thank you, Denise. All right, let's go to Louisiana, and Ricky is on the line. Ricky, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, esteemed professors.
Well, thank you for that acknowledgement.
Yes, and as JJ always says, thank you for your honesty.
Yes, yes, Ricky.
Ricky, did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I got to spend time with some of my grandkids that I don't get to see too often anymore because living out of state.
Right.
I just had a great time.
Amen. Well, what part of Louisiana?
I'm right in central Louisiana, Alexandria area.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to ask, answer, or both, Ricky?
I'm going to do both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The question about the last judge.
All right, Ricky, here's the question. What Old Testament prophet was the last of the judges?
Are we talking about Samson?
No. Samson.
See what he did there? He just ruled Samson out.
Oh.
Oh, no, he got so
that,
you.
Oh, that wasn't my answer. I'm just saying. But what are we talking about?
Was it Samson?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
But Samson was a judge, right?
He was a judge, and he was the last one mentioned in the book of Judges, but he's not the last of the judges. But that you are on the right track.
That was his answer?
That was his answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, good try, and you made it. You helped the next person.
Yeah.
You know it's not Malachi. And they know it's not Samsonite.
Samsonite.
All right.
Ricky, what's your question for us?
That's just a simple riddle. Yeah. My grandson shared it with me yesterday, and I'm sure you probably know it. But what does an Italian call a fake noodle?
What does
impasta?
JJ. Way to go, JJ.
Impasta.
Impossible.
I figured JJ would do it.
Oh, yeah. He's got a Rolodex of those, man.
Hey, Ricky, have a great extended Thanksgiving throughout the weekend. God bless you, and we do have so much to be grateful for.
Amen. Have a blessed weekend, Ricky. All right, rolling right along. By the way, folks, it is first-time callers today. This is a live program, Trivia Friday. It's live the day after Thanksgiving 2024. If you want to call to get on the program, if you've never been on with us before, 888-589-8840.
Mm-hmm.
888-589-8840.
And you mentioned the live program. I don't want to lose my reward in heaven, but Tim drove 5 minutes to be here. You drove 20 minutes, and I drove 35 minutes to be here.
So if we were earning our way to heaven, you'd have a jump on us.
I'd have at least one more crown.
It's 18 minutes, 16 or 18 minutes for me.
Yeah, depending on my attitude. 18 for me. On your attitude.
Yeah.
But no traffic, because everybody else was heading towards the mall.
No traffic. There wasn't no traffic, Ed.
There weren't none.
Weren't none.
All right, let's go to Texas. And Tim, hey, one of you is a namesake. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
All right, let's go to Texas. And Tim, hey, one of you is a namesake. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was Tim actually speaking. Hey, Tim, if you could turn your radio down, there won't be a delay on air. It's a little less confusing. Okay, you still there, Tim? Tim, I was on the air. I could hear that. Tim, last chance, brother. Tim from Texas.
I can't hear anybody.
Hey, okay. Tim, can you hear us? Hello, Tim.
Okay. Tim, I'm sorry. Maybe you can try to call back in, but something was wrong there. We're going to go to Indiana next. And Marcus is on the line. Marcus, welcome to Trivia Friday. Marcus, if you can turn your radio down. I'm not sure what's happening. You have the similar issue to Tim. Marcus, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes.
No.
You can't? Can you hear us, Marcus?
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Marcus, can you hear us right now?
Oh, we're having a little bit of difficulty. Hey, while we're getting the phone situation, I had a chance to be at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, Fulton, Mississippi, last Sunday night. So many AFR listeners. I always ask how many listen to AFR. Probably 80% of the hands went up and had some really nice things. People came up and said how much they appreciated AFA and AFR. And we've laughed about it, talked about Black Friday, a lot of people thinking, you know, they got up from the table yesterday, and today they're thinking, okay, I'm going to start my Christmas shopping. Resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net. We really do have, we got a brand new ceramic mug. We've got T-shirts, hoodies, brand new cap, the AFR. Tim calls it a trucker cap. It's like a baseball cap, but some of the best
books, DVDs.
Yes. Alex McFarland, all these different authors that you, people that you listen to on the air. And great resources. So if you've got someone in your family that loves American Family Association, American Family Radio, these would make some nice stocking stuffers. We have the Christmas bands, which, of course, time sensitive.
Right.
The AFA Christmas buttons and Christmas wristbands. So they're really good products, great price, as I mentioned earlier, and it helps the ministry.
Now, Tim and JJ, are y'all's books still available at our resource center?
Mine are. Tim's books are outlawed everywhere except Wyoming. Mine are still there. Moses Was a Basket Case, Hilarious True Stories to Encourage and Inspire. Jonah Had a Whale of a Time. And then the serious book, Losing Cooper, Finding Hope to Grieve Well.
And Tim, what your
books? Well, the latest book, like the one you...
Well, no, the ones that came
I don't even
that.
Know. I'll check on that.
You're thinking about Jonah had... Noah and the Woodpecker. That was a funny book.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did Noah do with the woodpeckers?
Okay, so, all right, we got whatever our problem was, we have got it fixed. And so we are going to go to Missouri, and Ethan is on the line. Ethan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy.
Hello, Ethan. Good morning to you. And where are you calling from in Missouri?
Well, right now I'm with my girlfriend's folks in Springfield, Missouri. We're visiting her brother.
Good.
Okay, yeah, Springfield.
A lot of people traveling this time of year. Hey, and we apologize to our last couple of callers. I don't know if
Tim and Marcus may have
been on our end. We're sorry that we weren't able to get you through.
If Tim and Marcus, those were the two you had trouble with, technical difficulties, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, if they'll email us on Monday, just comments at AFR.net. Don't do it today because it'll get lost in the shuffle. Those two people will email us on Monday. Tell them, hey, I was the one who was cut off, and give us your phone number. We'll call you Friday and get you on.
Oh, that's nice.
A week from today.
Week from today.
Yeah.
And you'll be first up.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Ethan, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I was hoping to do both, if that's okay.
Yeah, which one you want to answer?
I was going to shoot for the sister of Moses.
Here's the question. Moses had a sister. What was her name?
I thought it was Miriam.
Miriam. Nicely done. Thanks for reading your Bible.
Miriam, I always wonder where that name came from. You know, people call
name
their children that today.
Yeah, that's right. I know several.
Biblical Miriams. Name going back to Moses.
Yep, beautiful name. And you may remember when they crossed the Red Sea on dry ground, she got her tambourine out and actually composed a song, and it's the song of Miriam.
I did that.
Right there.
A lot of people get their names from the Bible and didn't know it. My sister Jezebel, she found out later in life,
wow.
You know, where her name came from.
What kind of parents do that? It's like naming a boy named him Sue or something.
Or Judas. Hey, Ethan, what's your question for us?
Judas?
Well, there's a Hebrew, it was a letter in, I guess it's a sound that they use for in phonetics. It's an upside down E is the symbol for it. It comes from Hebrew. It's the sound. I was wondering if any of you knew what that was called.
The upside down E?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The upside down.
That was, That was a rapper.
Upside down E.
Mm-hmm. About 5 or 10 years ago. Yeah, he was like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, upside like a lot down. Of those rappers.
Upside down E. What they called him? Huh?
Upside down.
I saw him with Jimmy Fallon one night.
Upside down E on Jimmy Fallon.
Ethan, we don't know.
I'm just gonna guess and call it a jot. Is a jot or tittle? Remember?
Right, jot or tittle.
I'm going
one of
with
those
jot.
Is just the dot.
Yeah, it probably is.
All right, tittle. I'm going to go with Ed. What's the answer, Ethan?
It's called a schwa.
Schwa?
Yeah.
Those guys handle your money and get you a real good yield on stocks and
Yeah, Charles Schwa.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
that's who I'm talking about.
In a commercial.
All right,
Ethan, hold on a second. Right, we need to reset this whole thing, I think, for just a minute. All right, Ethan. What is your question and what's the answer to it? Because we didn't have it.
He answered it.
I know that.
Yeah, but he wants to tie them together. Yeah, Tim does.
Are y'all, can I go ahead and finish this? All right, Ethan, go ahead. Give us the cue, the question and the answer together there.
Yeah, so the question was, there's a sound in phonetics that's represented by an upside-down E, mm-hmm. and it comes from Hebrew. It's the sound. It's a very quick in a word. And the answer was, it's called a schwa. It comes from the Hebrew sheva, which is, the same kind of sound, but in Hebrew.
Okay.
That's well, how did you know that?
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess right
okay,
here.
Okay, you guess.
Ethan is in Bible college or seminary and is taking Hebrew. Yeah. That's why I'm
what about it, Ethan?
I don't quite remember. I did try and learn some Hebrew, but I think I learned about the schwa because my brother found it, and he's a nerd, and he likes interesting
things. He's a nerd? You say you know
Ethan,
a nerd.
Ethan, don't take that personally. There's nothing wrong with learning the Hebrew language
now which one
and
of
trying
you is,
to teach folks something.
Which one of you is the pot, and which one of you is the
kettle?
Hey, Ethan, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
And thank you for being a good sport, Ethan.
Yes, sir.
Keep learning about the scriptures in any language.
Is that when your tongue gets trapped to your roof of your mouth?
Schwa.
You spit that one out.
The sound schwa, out. Yeah. Schwa sound. A lot of Hebrew words, that's what it seems
yeah,
like.
It's very taxing
guttural.
On your...
Speaking of guttural.
Kind of like German.
German.
That way.
That's what I was going to say. German.
Yeah.
Boy, those are some hard
sounds. Doesn't anything flow
no.
much from that?
Like Spanish.
Right.
Or Italian.
Like Espanol.
Romantic language.
Somebody could read the phone book to me in Italian, and I'd just be mesmerized. Hmm. But if they just say, hey, you're a really nice person in German. I would just, I'd
and
know
you'd say, yeah, like,
bad.
Back off, quit spitting on me.
Ugensteiger.
So, yeah, why are you talking to me in such a gruff way?
We got about 3 minutes left here. Go ahead, Ed.
All right, till the top of the hour. Yeah. We still got about a half hour, a little over a half hour left in the program. We go to Texas, and Izzy is on the line. Izzy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hello, Izzy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from in Texas?
Prosper.
Prosper. Okay. Well, I look at the map, where is that near?
Salina, Dallas, kind of.
Okay. Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's a great name for
you're
a town.
Not
or a
kidding.
City.
Prosper. Yeah.
Prosper.
Yeah.
Makes it easier on the people who are promoting the city. You know.
Yes, that's right.
To Prosper.
All right, Izzy. Want to ask, answer, or do both?
Come to Downer.
Both.
You wouldn't want that.
Downer, Texas.
Downer, Texas. Well, I'm sorry, Izzy, what'd you say?
Both, please.
Which one do you want to answer?
The Martha Stewart one.
All right, Martha Stewart.
Here we go. Hey, I think this is a cap is up
yes.
for grabs.
Yes, an AFR ball cap is on the line. We're going to send it to you. We'll even sign it for you if you want us to on the bill of the cap, not the bill. We'll send you for the postage. But anyway, here's the question. According to Martha Stewart, there are 8 ways to cook a turkey. And I want Izzy to name just 4 ways of those 8 that you can cook a turkey. Izzy, go ahead.
Roasted?
Yes.
Upside down.
Roasted, yes. What was the second
upside
one?
Upside down.
Upside down, yes.
Deep fried,
that's 3.
And grill,
that's 4. Way to go.
Whoa. Nicely done.
What's upside down? What does that mean?
Hey, Melanie's cooking our turkey upside down for the first time.
What does
ever.
It mean?
Instead of laying it face down in the pan.
Oh.
People who drink a little bit. Izzy. You know what I'm saying?
Stay on the line. Stay on the line so she can get your address.
Like
congratulations.
Yeah, but we
got
to wait.
She's got a question for us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we got a 5-minute break for news, Izzy.
Yeah. Can you hold on?
Can you hold on? Okay.
Tim, yes. Can you give the other ways when we come back?
I sure can. But she got 4 of the 8. But according to Martha Stewart, she said roasted, upside down, deep fried, and grilled. I'll give you the other 4 when we get back, and we'll continue to roll on here on Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.